The Town Board of Superior will meet tonight to discuss Marshall Fire recovery and other local matters. On the agenda is a public hearing on an ordinance to modify codes for the rebuilding of the Sagamore neighborhood. The Marshall Fire significantly damaged the Sagamore subdivision. The plan development changes calls for more stringent fire resiliency regulations by requiring ignition-resistant materials and modified landscape design. Tonight's meeting is both in-person and online at www.superiorcolorado.gov/home. A largely vacant building in downtown Denver will be on the auction block next month. The 24-story DC building on 17th Street is currently owned by Goldman Sachs and Unico Properties. The Denver Post reports that the bidding starts at $9 million and the auction will close after 2 days. Last week, the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, rounded up over 400 wild horses in western Colorado. The Bureau hired cowboys and pilots to thin out the Mustang population, where officials say that the wild horses are damaging public lands. Advocates for the horses have called to the end of the helicopter roundup after some horses have died in BLM's care. Gracie Kahn, a representative of the American Wild Horse Campaign, said to the Colorado Sun, "The BLM hasn't been transparent about how the 140 federally protected animals died in its care and how it will prevent a tragedy like this from happening again." Governor Jared Polis and Representative Neguse have voiced their opposition to the helicopter roundups. Neguse introduced legislation to remove funding, saying that he was deeply concerned about BLM moving forward. BLM is planning to round up about 350 more Mustangs in this area. Granby, a small mountain town west of Winter Park, has launched a new anti-corporate tourist campaign that focuses on the community independence. According to the Denver Post, Granby Chamber of Commerce came up with the idea of independence after a July 4th survey that found residents wildly dreaded replicating Summit County's and other commercialized resort areas. A shop sign reads, "We have everything you need, but not everything you want." Granby residents continue to reiterate that Granby is a hometown, not a corporation. A lot of small Colorado mountain towns fall to the idea of tourists running their economy. Granby, a small mountain town west of Winter Park, has launched a new anti-corporate tourist campaign that focuses on community independence. The independence campaign will be encouraging short stays and spending money that will stay in Granby by offering an alternative to the amusement park atmosphere in resorts while promoting a way to truly connect to nature. A lineup of Democratic politicians spoke at a Clela Rorick Celebration of Life Saturday at Boulder's Jewish Community Center. Boulder County Commissioner Claire Levy, Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett, Representative Joe Neguse, and Governor Jared Polis all gave speeches. Rorick, who died in June 19th, was a gay rights activist and a lifelong supporter of the Democratic Party. In 1975, serving as a newly elected Boulder County clerk, she became the first clerk in the nation to not only certify a marriage certificate for a same-sex couple, before the Colorado Attorney General ordered her to stop. Rorick issued 6 same-sex marriages. All of those licenses are still valid today. She issued those same-sex marriages licenses 40 years before same-sex became legal across the United States. Boulder designated Saturday, July 23, 2022, Clela Rorick Day. It would also have been Rorick's 79th birthday. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.